Noemi Palomino came up with the idea for Mochilata Health and Safety Fair 4 years ago after she noticed kids showing up to school without school supplies. She's been the lead organizer of the event ever since. At this year's fourth annual fair, friends and strangers alike stopped by to thank her for her work. Palomino says she's proud to help Roseland families get prepared for the start of the school year.
There's a lot of families like mine. We have four kids, and it's really expensive to buy school supplies. And so we want kids to be prepared for school and not to be limited because they don't have a notebook or a backpack.
During the event, 360 kids got brand new backpacks full of school supplies, and 50 received new bicycles and helmets. Volunteer Annabelle Garcia says she decided to help with the drive because she knows the difference it can make for families like hers. Garcia has two teenagers, 16 and 14.
It's a way to help the kids and to motivate them for school. It helps the parents too, because the backpack and school supplies are one less thing you have to buy.
Garcia says she's still probably more excited for the school year than her kids are.
I'm really enthusiastic. I hope that my kids grow up to be people that love to work with the community and volunteer.
But recent events have cast a shadow on this year's back-to-school festivities. The Latinx community was targeted in the shooting in El Paso, Texas, and Garcia says this atrocity is still on her mind.
What happened in Texas is a huge tragedy. It's a tragedy because they are attacking Hispanics, and all of this hate and resentment is killing innocent people.
Noemi Palomino agrees.
I'm really worried because I've seen a lot of massacres in the news. It's a tragedy that innocent kids and people lose their lives because of someone who doesn't like our people.
But for Palomino, the recent immigration raids are just as concerning. Her daughter and a friend stand beside her as we talk. Both girls are in elementary school. She gestures at her daughter's friend and tells me that her dad was arrested by ICE a few months ago.
It's a tragedy to see kids crying without their parents. It's really hard, and we are hurting for a friend because here is a girl whose dad was taken by ICE. What is her mother supposed to do to pay the rent, to pay the bills?
Palomino begins to cry, and the two girls run up to hug her. Despite recent events, Palomino says it's get-togethers like La Mochilada that give her hope during this difficult time. I'm Addia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.